day two of Monolith Festival 2008. This is the Extreme Bits Radio Show on IDW Radio, music that does not suck. And right now, who are we joined by?
I'm Scroobius Pip.
And I am Dan Lassac.
And you guys are playing here at the Monolith Festival. You have not yet taken the stage, but what are your feelings and thoughts on the festival so far?
It's awesome. It's in the middle of like some mountains. It's just, yeah, it's perfect. I love it.
It is a hill.
It's a big hill, yeah.
It's a huge hill. I don't know if you've had to walk up this, but it's ridiculous if you have to walk it up it more than two times.
It's insane. In England, you can't get this high. There's nowhere in England that's this high.
And what's funny is this is the foothills of the Rockies. And I understand that you guys were in Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, we did Aspen two nights ago.
And how was that?
I was pleased that they had oxygen tanks in the dressing rooms, because it's mighty high up there.
It is. It's really high.
I came on stage and I literally knocked back three bottles of water without even thinking about it. I normally have a little sip, but I was literally just knocked them all back. I was like, wow, that's because I'm dying.
So if anyone's not been introduced to your music, what would you say about music to get people involved with it?
Where have you been?
What
is what I would say to them. It's weird. Our music, it doesn't really fit into one category. Kind of Dan makes electro, almost hip hoppy beats. I know you kind of spoken word, almost MCing and whatever over the top. So
almost talking. You almost kind talking. Of talk. It's like this, but with music.
Yeah. If we moved closer to one of the stages, this would be exactly like one of our songs. Just me talking with music in the background.
And that's how I describe it to Eddie, even, was the fact that you have a beat and you sit there and you talk over the track. And I think that's superb.
Even does sit there on stage. Doesn't always stand. Sits down for some more of the poignant parts.
Our tech spec is like, Dan needs all these different technical stuff, and my request is a chair and a microphone. But now, definitely a chair. A chair is essential.
Now, what's the message you want to give to the crowd that's at your shows?
Basically, we want to convince them to go out and buy our album so we have more money. Pretty much. Let's not mess around. That's what gigging's actually about. It's not, oh, I love gigging. It's about the people. Fuck that. But it's then, about the money.
But then there are messages on the album. There are emotional and political messages on there.
What's the single you'd like us to spin right now on IDW.com?
I do not know. What do you think?
What's your favorite? Not even the single that's out, like everyone's playing. I want to know your favorites.
One that I always want to play on, when we do any TV or radio, not always allowed to, is A Letter From God To Man. So I reckon we'll go with that, if that's all right.
That's fine. You're listening to IDW.com. Check it out.
This is a letter from God to man. Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I haven't. It's amazing how you've grown, all your technological advances, and the problems you've overthrown, and all the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less, so I'm writing to apologise for all the horrors committed in my name. Although it was never what I intended, I feel I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I tried to do was corrupted when organised religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations were taken in many different ways and hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, because damnation was the price if certain rules were not heeded. Some of the deeds committed in my name just made me wonder where I went wrong. Back at the start when I created all this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I weighed the sun at an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky so you could navigate the globe or simply watch a sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruits, some for sustenance and some for beauty, and made the sun shine and clouds rain so their maintenance wasn't your duty. I tried to give each creature its own attributes, but without making them enveloped. I gave you all your own space to grow growing in your own white space to develop. I didn't know such development would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other and leave marks on this planet indelibly. You see, I wasn't the creator, I was more the curator of nature. And honest, everything straight with homosexuals right now, I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to yield such powers, but I just laid the ground. It was you that built the towers, it was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them, and it was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire, and it was you that didn't know when to stop digging deep and when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth, and it was you that even saw these problems coming but accredited of little worth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain, and it was you that committed such tragedies even if they were in my name. So I apologise for any mistakes I've made and when my words were misconstrued, but it's apologies to Mother Nature, because I created you.
IWRadio.com, music that doesn't suck. This is the 2008 Monolith Festival, day two. Right now we're sitting down backstage, VIP. Day two, I don't even know what you're saying right now because you're not on the microphone and you're going to have to shut your face.
Go to hell.
What was that?
Go to hell.
Thank you. So what's going on right now with the group? What are you guys doing right now?
This is like the first, or tomorrow, really, our full a US tour starts. We've not got a night without a gig until September 27th, I think, at the moment. And then we have one night without a gig, and then a load of more gigs.
Are you guys doing a headlining tour, or are you guys... That's awesome. Who's supporting you guys during your headline tour?
B. Dolan on the road with us, who's also on Strange Famous, which is the label we've signed to in the US. So it could be good. And then there'll be a local support at each show as well, or most of them. It's always good to get some home crowd in.
That's awesome. Is this a, how many times have you played in the US now?
Well, we've done like three or two tours and Coachella.
Okay.
But the other tours were like six dates at the most, but whereas this is like a 20-something date tour.
Played in America 16 times.
16 times? So what do you think, compare the United States atmosphere to your music, compared to your homeland, I guess you can say.
That's quite hard, because obviously the United States is lots of little countries. So yeah. The atmosphere is different in LA than it is in New York, than it is in Boulder. So kind of the New York atmosphere was really nice, because it is like proper people excited and fun. But every time we play in New York, we only play to English people for some reason. So
that's awesome. So tell us your, give us some plugs as far as MySpace and all that, where fans can find where you guys are at.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a MySpace.com/ Lesac versus Pip is our page, but that's versus as a VS. But then, yeah, I mean, I said we're just assigned to a Strange Famous a record. So if you go on their website, you can buy the album, and they have loads of different promotions and stuff going on. So yeah, it's a place to go.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight and taking some time out of the Monolith Festival, and hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. It's been fun.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Check out your local listings for a tour near you.